Well, a little bit of interesting developments in the world of college basketball. Jeff Goodman just tweeted this about 10 minutes ago. Former Iowa State and Chicago Bulls head coach Fred Hoiberg expected to be the front runner for the Nebraska job when Tim Miles is let go, a source told Stadium Sports. Nebraska currently in the NIT. Oh, boy. You know, if I always felt a little uncomfortable kind of going there with talking about candidates prior to the actual move being made. But I've always thought that I always felt like you got the top two guys in my mind were always Dana Altman and Fred Hoiberg. The top two guys in terms of realistic candidates. I always love people like, do you think Brad Stevens? No, I do not think Brad Stevens. do you think Jay Wright? No, I do not think Jay Wright is going to be the Nebraska basketball head coach. Like, in terms of really good coaches that are realistic candidates, Fred Hoiberg, high, high, high on this list. And so the one thing you try and think about is what exactly, because the way Goodman's tweet is worded is, okay, you know, so I'll read it again. Former Iowa State coach, Chicago Bulls head coach Fred Hoiberg expected to be the front runner for the Nebraska job when Tim Miles is let go. Okay, does that mean he's the front runner in the eyes of Bill Moose and the administration? Or does that mean there's mutual interest there and it's looking like that's what it'll be? You see what I'm saying? Like, I read that as, and I think Jeff would only run with that if he feels, because Tim's his guy. Him and, remember, Tim Miles went on to Jeff Goodman's podcast to talk about the hot seat and all this stuff. I don't think Jeff would go there if Fred Hoiberg wasn't a legitimate candidate. I don't think he would go there if he didn't think Fred Hoiberg was a legitimate, real candidate. Now, we'll see what ends up happening. But I'll tell you right now, if that hire gets made, that is a home run. That is a home run hire. I really liked what he did at Iowa State. What that guy did at Iowa State, I mean, his last couple years at Iowa State, first year they were 16-16. Then they went 23-11, lost in the second round of the NCAA tournament. Then they went 23-12, lost in the second round of the NCAA tournament. Then they went 28-8, went to the Sweet 16. Then his last year they went 25-9 and lost in the first round of the NCAA tournament. But four of his 5 years there, they went to the NCAA tournament. They won four NCAA tournament games in 5 years. He's got a really, really, really creative offensive mind. Really creative. I'm telling you, there are a lot of people that steal from Fred Hoiberg. Like, Brad Stevens is a guy that gets stolen from a lot in terms of his sets. Fred Hoiberg's another guy that a lot of other coaches watch his stuff and go, wow, look at that, look at that. Now, we don't want to put the cart before the horse and start going crazy. But again, I don't think Jeff would go there if he didn't feel like this was legit. So I think there's a lot of smoke. Again, his family's got ties to Nebraska. He was born in Lincoln. His grandfather was at one point the head coach at Nebraska. His dad graduated from Nebraska. He was born in the capital city. I always felt like there were aspects to it that seemed like it was possible, but I also always kind of felt like, man, that seems like that'd be a tough one to nail down. So there you go. Wow. The one thing about Fred Hoiberg. The one thing I will say about Fred Hoiberg that would be concerning would be he was a guy that hung his hat on transfers. He got a bunch of transfers. He went the transfer route at Iowa State. He got a bunch of kind of like cast off dudes that maybe flamed out at other power conference programs that were talented, but I didn't like he was a guy that was big on transfers. And that is something that is a, you know, can be a volatile boomer bust sort of thing. But I think that would be a hell of a hire. I mean, a hell of a hire. So, you know, if you're looking at some things that would be concerning, the pros far outweigh the cons with Hoiberg. I mean, that would be like, woo, drop the mic, like just hell of a hire. I mean,
Talk about swinging for the fences.
Man.
And, oh, like you said, a home run.
This would be it's hard to not say this wouldn't be a walk-off grand slam. You know what I'm saying? Like, this would be a huge. There aren't too many hires where, you know, when Nebraska hired Barry Collier, I don't think anyone felt like you could guarantee success. When Nebraska hired Doc Sadler, I don't think anybody felt like they could guarantee success. Even 7 years ago when Nebraska hired Tim Miles, I don't know if anybody could guarantee success. I'm going to tell you right now, if it's Fred Hoiberg, I guarantee you success at Nebraska. Now, success is a subjective term. What success is to you may not be success to the guy down the street. But let me tell you, if Fred Hoiberg comes to Lincoln, that streak of never winning an NCAA tournament game, that thing is coming to an end.
Yep, real trouble.
It is coming to an end. He would instantly become, I mean, Nebraska, it be fun to watch. I mean, again, offensively, gorgeous. Gorgeous stuff. Woo. Ooh, I tell you, boy, don't do that to me now, Jeff Goodman. Golly. All right. Let's take a break. Let's get to the Big Daddy himself. Let's man this whole thing up. Verz, we'll talk a little Husker football, a little Husker hoops, a little Creighton hoops, a little life, liberty, and the pursuit of just manning it up. We'll do that with Verz after the break.